So the procure to pay process flow is like this. You have the purchase requisition, simultaneously you have the request for quotation. There can be a comparison of the quotation, which again is possible in SAP. Once you've done that, you release the purchase order. Then you have the goods receipt or the goods receipt note, GRN as we call it. Then we have the receipt of the invoice and the invoice verification. And at the end of it, we have the vendor payment. So purchase requisition is an internal document used within the organization. It is created based on specific requirement within the department or the plant. So we already saw how the PR can be generated either through for engineering materials through the bin level or MRP will generate the PR, which will be based on again forecast or on the actual orders. It is created based on, the PR includes details such as the required material quantities and timeline. So it will tell you which is the material required, what is the quantity required, and when it is required. So it could give you a quantity with multiple timelines. The PR may or may not include vendor or price information, because this information will be handled by the purchase team, or the purchase team will decide. So there are some cases where a PR can be raised where you have an agreement. So you have a sole supplier and you are giving call off. So in such cases, the PR can include the name of the vendor. Price information again will not be there, because PR has nothing to do with the price. PR can be generated by teams other than the purchasing team. So it is normally generated, you know, either by the engineering team or by the production team based on the MRP, or by the functions who are going to utilize the services which are being requisitioned. PR can be issued in the below procurement type. That means the standard PR, subcontracting, consignment, stock transfer, and external service. So request for quotation. Upon receiving a purchase requisition, the purchase team will initiate the next step in the procurement process by sending out a request for quotation. So like, for example, if it's a material, they will send the request for quotation to 3, 4, 5 vendors, giving them what is the quantity and when the material is required. What are the commercial terms? That will be decided by the quotation. The RFQ outlines the requirements and asks suppliers to provide their quotation, including the price and delivery details. So, you know, the supplier can actually give a price and say that we will be delivering the material to your doorsteps. Or they may say that we will be delivering it only to your transporter. Because any commercial offer is subject to the Incoterms. Incoterms and the payment terms, etc. So even the payment terms, etc. will be suggested. So somebody may say that, yes, my payment terms will be 60 days. Or they may even say that if you pay in 30 days, the price will be different. And this will be part of the RFQ. Including the price and delivery details for the requested materials or services. Suppliers will respond to the RFQ by submitting their quotations for evaluation by the purchase team. So each supplier will submit the RFQ, which will be evaluated by the purchase. Quotations can be created in two ways: directly without any reference and with reference to a PR. So you can actually do the comparison of the quotations without any reference or with reference to a purchase requisition. Both the things are possible in SAP. Quotation. So a quotation is a document submitted by a supplier in response to a request for quotation from the purchaser. So it includes details such as price, delivery terms, payment terms, and other relevant information. So as we said, it'll talk about in some cases even the quality specifications. So if the quality requirement of yours differs from the customer's, these need to be resolved. Price, yes. Delivery, So some people will tell you that they require a longer lead time. Some people will offer you a shorter lead time. So they may tell you that we can deliver the material within 2 weeks of a firm purchase order. Somebody may tell you that they will require 4 weeks, depending upon the system, whether it's a make-to-order or ex-stock material which is being offered. Delivery terms, which are the Inco terms, payment terms, we have already discussed that also, and other relevant information. Quotations received from multiple suppliers can be captured and compared in the SAP system. Self-explanatory. A PO is a legally binding document issued by the purchaser to the supplier, because it's a legal tender, it's a contract. So it's a legal document. Please understand this. So once a PO is issued, you cannot change terms or anything unilaterally. It finalizes the agreement for the purchase of goods or service. The PO specifies the quantity, price, delivery, timeline, and terms of the purchase. So either it will give a firm timeline saying that the material is required by this date, or it will tell you that this material will be required on a monthly basis based on the quantities indicated from time to time. In case a single vendor cannot supply the required quantity or within the required timeline, the purchase order can be raised partially with different vendors. So this happens with the large quantities. Sometimes you do it out of safety, that in case the vendor fails, your production should not come to a halt. So you do not place all the eggs in one basket, and you may split the order between three vendors. So it can be either because of inability of the vendor to supply the entire quantity, or it could be just to spread the risk. Goods receipt note. So when the supplier delivers the goods as agreed in the purchase order, the purchaser creates a goods receipt note in the SAP system. Actually, it's not the purchaser, it is the warehouse. So when the material reaches the warehouse with the invoice, etc., normally they would check which is the purchase order against which the material has arrived. And they will create a GRN in the system. And SAP will check whether the quantity is as per the order or not, and whether the conditions are being fulfilled. Because let us say that it's a large order and material are supposed to be delivered in phases. So then they will take the material. But suppose the condition is that the entire stock has to be delivered in one shot, then system will flag it and say that this is only partial material which has been delivered. At the same time, if your purchase order is for X quantity and the quantity delivered is exceeding that quantity, then the system will stop you from making a GRN. That means it will not allow you to take the material into your system. So these are very important points. And either you have to reject the material, or you have to modify the purchase order. That means again, you have to inform the purchase. If the purchase requisition does allow for PO quantity to be increased, they will increase it. The authorization has to be done for the revised quantity, and then you can do the GRN for the higher volume or the higher quantity. The GRN serves as a proof that the material has been received and will be added to the stock. So the moment you do the GRN, you will see the stocks in your system. Now, the way the system is configured, if you're receiving the material from an affiliate, from your own affiliate, it may directly come into the system as a stock which is usable or saleable. But let us say that it's a very crucial material which has to undergo a quality test, a quality assurance test. So in that case, the material will be received and it will appear in the inventory as under inspection or awaiting inspection. And once the quality assurance department releases the material, which they can do either by testing a sample or based on the certificate of analysis, they enter the certificate of analysis in the SAP system. And if it is matching all the parameters and the material is compliant, they can release it for use or sale. The goods received can then be delivered to the requester within the organization. So then it can be used. There are many types of purchase orders that can be issued by an organization. So the standard purchase order, subcontracting. So subcontracting again is where you are asking some other third party to do certain operations for you. Either they do this, the operations and then the material is sold, or it comes back to you like a job work. You know, they do the job work and the material comes back to you. So it's like a service which is being offered. Now it could be a combination of service and material, both. Consignment, stock transfer. So even you're transferring the stock, you know, to another warehouse. So there also the procure to pay process. Only thing is that the payment will not come into picture, but the PR has to be raised for shifting of the stock from one warehouse to the other. And external service. So any services that you want to avail of, for that also procure to pay process has to be followed. Invoice verification. So invoice verification is a step in SAP. It's in the procure to pay cycle that occurs after the goods receipt note. So you are looking at whether the material has been received as per the purchase order or not, or whether excess or less material has been received. Because your payment will be, let us say that your invoice is for 100 numbers of an item, whereas physically only 90 items have been received. So in this case, there is a discrepancy, and that is the reason the invoice verification is required against the GRN. So it involves checking and verifying the invoice received from the supplier. The verification process ensures that the material, that is quality, which again goes back to the quality assurance. So whether they found the material okay and they have approved the material or passed the material. Quantity, which is the physical count, whether the quantity, you know, it could be numbers, can be kgs, can be tons, it's correct or not. Price, the price which is mentioned in the purchase order, is it the same price as what is mentioned in the invoice? And the Incoterms. So let us say that your delivery terms or Incoterms were door delivery, but the customer has charged you freight separately, saying that this is for delivering the material to you. So this becomes a discrepancy. And payment terms mentioned in the invoice. So all these are matched in the purchase order before the invoice can be verified and passed. If any discrepancies are found, the invoice booking may be put on hold until confirmation is received. So once the invoice is verified, it becomes your current liability. So on the due date, as per your terms, let us say that you received the material yesterday and today you have verified the invoice. It doesn't mean that the payment to the customer or the vendor will be done immediately. If your payment terms are 60 days, then on the 60th day, the system will prompt you and you will be allowed to make the payment. So if any discrepancies are found, the invoice booking will be put on hold until confirmation is received. So, you know, the customer may say that, okay, yes, sorry, there was a mistake in our invoice. We invoiced you 10 quantities, but delivered only 9, or invoiced 100 and delivered only 90. So they'll issue a credit note, etc. And once this thing is resolved, then the payment can be processed. Ensuring a smooth and transparent process. Vendor payment. So vendor payment is the final stage of the procure to pay cycle. It involves making the payment to the supplier. The payment is typically made on the due date, what we just discussed, not immediately after the invoice is verified. So the due date, which is determined by the agreed payment terms. Once the payment is completed, the procure to pay cycle concludes. Although we say procure to pay cycle is concluding here, in the event of a complaint or something, you can reopen this cycle. That means you then initiate the investigation, raise a complaint, and even return the goods to the vendor. So we are looking at some of the screen overviews. So here, you know, they have shown the transaction code ME51N, which is for the purchase requisition. So this transaction code is used for viewing the viewing the purchase requisition. You have another transaction here, which is for the quotation, ME41, for generating the quotations. Another one for quotations again, ME47. For PO creation, you have ME21N. For the GRN, MIGO is the transaction, MIGO. This is for invoice booking, and this is done by finance. So it will be MIRO or MIR7. These are the ones which are used for booking the invoice in the system. So to come to the summary, SAP-MM, which stands for the SAP Material Management, is a module within SAP ERP system that assists the organization in managing the materials, inventory, and warehouse operations in the supply chain, mainly the procurement part. In SAP, a transaction refers to the processing of specific information to fulfill a business process requirement. Master data serves as the foundational data used in various transactions within SAP. This is common for all ERP modules, what we are summarizing here. Purchasing is a key component of SAP-MM. Yes, it's a key function because like SD, sales and distribution generates the revenue. Materials management is the one which is spending money. And some of the most successful organizations are ones which have a very efficient materials management team. So this function is very, very important. So purchasing is a key component of the SAP-MM module and can be understood within the context of the procure to pay or source to pay process. So with that, we come to the end of this chapter. Thank you.